This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Girls on Film Festival.
Sonia the Screamer is a goth mother at this year's Girls on Film Festival
2015.
The Girls on Film Festival is October 23rd to October 25th.
A girl walks home alone at night at an Aussie horror film, The Loved Ones. Girls on Film Festival. Check out girlsonfilmfestival.com.
This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, speaking to Robert Mond, the creator of something called The Subjects, and Melbourne writer and director, releasing his debut feature film, The Subjects. It's described as an anti-superhero thriller. It's coming out in October for release, and it will screen in Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney and Brisbane before its global release on VOD. So I want to welcome you to the show, Robert.
Thank you very much. And it comes out on October 8th, which is pretty exciting. So we've got a month of screenings around Australia, and we're trying to coincide them with some Comic-Cons as well, because it is a superhero film. So we'll be at Sydney Comic-Con and Brisbane Comic-Con, and come and say hello, check out the film.
So tell us about the screenings, this TUG system.
It's a thing called TUG where it's basically screenings created by fans. So you just go onto the website, you say when you want to see the film, and they create the screening at the cinema. So for instance, it's playing in Melbourne at Crown Casino on Wednesday next week, and then it plays in Sydney, and then it plays in Canberra. So it's just a select cinema. It's kind of fan created in a way. If you want to see a film, you just say that you want to see it, and the screening will happen. I think it will do quite well, but we're hoping that we sort of, you know, help put it on the map and get other indie filmmakers involved so they can see their film on the big screen, which is why we do it. Like, that's the people, no matter what anyone says, you don't make a film to show it on your iPhone. Definitely, I want people to see it in the cinema.
Cool. And I guess we should tell people what is, without giving too much away, what The Subjects is about.
Yes. So The Subjects is, what would happen if people really got superpowers? So I'm a big superhero fan. I've seen all of the, I go to see all of them. So this isn't in any way me saying that those films aren't awesome, because they are. But I do think it's funny that in most of those films, a superhero gets a power, usually in an odd manner, and then they maybe have a montage, and then they immediately become good, and they do good, and they immediately run across the street and help someone who's having their handbag stolen, and then they save the bank that's being robbed, and they just become super. And I thought, if you actually gave superpowers to real people, I bet they would do probably some pretty terrible things with them. And that's why this film's much darker than your regular superhero film. And it's definitely, like, I mean, it's a lot of comedy in there, but it's ultimately about the awfulness of real superpowers for real people.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Misfits in that respect, when you're saying that the English TV show, which has people getting super, and they're all, you know, doing community time because they've done some sort of crime as such, and they've broken the law on the young people, and not all of them are good when they get those powers.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I'd say there's definitely, I actually saw Misfits recently because I, after I did the film, someone recommended it to me. It's a great series.
Mm.
It's definitely got that, like, I mean, in Misfits, obviously, there's more of a murder mystery going on throughout the first season. And this is genuinely about the powers themselves. It's about gaining powers and then what you would do with those powers if you had them. And it's quite a bit darker. It's got some pretty crazy stuff in there. So I hope people see it on the big screen so they can be blown away. But then we have it also being released on every single device. So on October 8th, you'll just get to see it at home on your big screen.
Mm. So for that sort of thing, how does it work as far as how can you finance your next film on that sort of...
So I think financing this one was, it's tough. Like, I mean, it really is hard to finance films these days, just full stop. I don't think anyone has a particularly easy job of it. And especially if you're doing indie films, it can be really, really tough. So I was lucky enough that I showed the script to some brilliant producers, but specifically one of, you know, Australia's best filmmakers and producers, Dean Murphy. He read it and he pretty much told me that, you know, if we could raise a certain amount of money, and he put the number down, he said, if you can raise this amount of money, I think we could pull this off. And then I spent about 8 months showing my short films. And sort of, you know, going to different people, and I tried to do it in, you know, get as many people as I could. We basically privately funded it. That being said, it was extremely amazing experience, but it's also really tough. We pulled it off, which is brilliant. Like, we've got a great film. But we had some pretty skilled people around us that made it all possible with me. You know, like, you end up having to put together a pretty great crew if you're going to try to pull off, sort of indie filmmaking, and especially at lower budgets. You need pretty amazing people around you. So I was lucky that so many excellent people worked on the film. And, yeah, we got it done. And what happens next is that's the ultimate question. I've pretty much already started working on the next thing, but I think so much of it, going to be based on the response of the subjects. Like, I'll keep, I'll make something and I'll get something up and start working immediately. But yeah, I'm just really focused. I'm so excited to see what people think of the subjects. And we had our premiere and it went crazily well. So now I just want, you know, I want people to see it, and we've got sort of like a lot of stuff on social media. So we're hoping people sort of contact us, let us know what they think, tell us what they would want as a superpower. Especially at Comic-Con, that'll be fun. So, like, hanging out with the actual superhero fans and showing them the film.
Right. So which Comic-Cons are you going to for that one? Or?
So Sydney Comic-Con, which is in September, and Brisbane Comic-Con as well,
Cool.
So we'll be doing a panel there and a Q&A, and we'll be showing some exclusive footage from the film. Mm-hmm. It will have only at that point been screened, once in Melbourne. So... they'll be seeing stuff that nobody's seen before, which is pretty cool. It should be a lot of fun. It's funny because I went to Comic-Con for years. That's where I got the idea for the film, and I've been on the other side of panels for so long, so it'll be quite surreal to be having someone ask me a question, because I've asked Joss Whedon a question, I asked Matt Damon a question. I'm the guy that in front of 6,000 people gets up awkwardly in front of the microphone and ask my really awkward question, and then gets really shy and runs away. So
the panels have turned. Yeah. So who would be, if you came down to it, who would be your, you know, favorite superhero film?
My favorite superhero film is The Dark Knight. I think it's one of the greatest films or stuff. But my favorite superhero is actually Daredevil. I think that Daredevil doesn't get enough love. He's a really cool superhero. And he's also a lawyer. I think why I like Daredevil is he's, when he's not being a superhero, he's still interesting. There's a lot of characters that are only interesting when they're in superhero form. But he's a lawyer, and it's, you know, when you read the comics, you get a good court case, and then you get Daredevil kicking ass. Can't really complain.
Yeah, yeah. So, superpowers, what would you, giving it away now, but what would you do, Robert? I mean, what would you be able to do?
Well, look, if people see the film, they'll see why my answer's a tough one. I don't think you want any. I just don't know that if, you know, it's like that famous line from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, but I don't think anyone has the responsibility to handle great power, especially if it's a superpower. Like, I mean, it's bad enough, you know, people are bad enough with responsibility already. Imagine if you gave someone super strength. I just feel like if you gave, you know, the famous one's always, you'd rather fly or be invisible. So the film goes through those options. And I would say, if you really gave invisibility to people, I just don't think they'd use it for good. I really don't. I think they would do terrible things to their invisibility. And flying, well, we can already fly. We fly all the time. It's quite comfortable. You know, I'm flying to Sydney to Comic-Con. So I think those two are out. I think maybe I'd just go with knowledge, because I think being, you know, knowing stuff is fun. I think it would just make me really win at a lot of trivia nights.
Yeah.
And I would win lots of, you know, free pints. So I think I'll go with knowledge.
I'm thinking of one of my favorite superhero films. It's a kind of a superhero film, kind of not, but it's M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable from 2000. Yeah, with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I think that is such an underrated film.
Yeah. All right. So with the subjects, how can people find out more about the film or go and see it themselves? How does that work?
So we've got select screenings. To find out about all of them, please check out our Facebook page, which is just The Subjects. Can't miss it. And also we've got our website, which is thesubjectsmovie.com. So all the information's on there. You can check out the trailer. For the month of September, we've got, you know, these screenings, and we're really hoping people come see them. And then it's released on all forms, whether it be iTunes and Vimeo and everything, on October 8th. So either way, you'll get to see it pretty soon.
Cool. That sounds good. It looks very slick, very polished. Well done.
Yeah. I reckon our post-production was a pretty incredible experience. There was only a few of us. And just one cool little thing about the post-production is the special effects. We thought, we knew that we couldn't sort of compete with, let's say, the Avengers and, you know, some of those bigger films, Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff, who really create all their characters as 3D models as well as real. And whenever they get into crazy fight scenes, everything is fake and it's all 3D. And we just knew for us to put that together in this room, it was going to be tough. And I also thought it would be cool to keep the performances of the actors. So what we did was I would take a screenshot from the film, and I would give it to one of our artists, Ralph Moser, who's this genius artist, and he would hand draw the effect over the frame.
Wow.
And then he would bring it into Photoshop, and he would frame by frame animate it. And it took us months and months. But if you look at the trailer, and you see, for instance, the shot of the guy whose body becomes see-through as he breathes in, that's all beautifully hand-drawn with, you know, a bit of After Effects on top of it. So, we thought we'd do something a bit different. And, it's kind of really stunning, actually. I hope other people try what we did because, it's very different. It's sort of like how people used to do special effects, like in the 90s. So it's in the 80s. It's very different.
A labor of love. Certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it has to be.
Excellent. It has to be. You're crazy. No, it's good. It's good. all right. Well, look, I want to thank you so much, Robert Mond, the writer and director of The Subjects, talking about your debut superhero feature film, which is going to be available everywhere soon and through TUG and VOD after, what is it, October 8th?
Yep, right? That's the one.
Cool. So, let's hope it does more tugs, more festivals and things like that. Wish you all the best.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you for speaking to us here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Queer Geeks of Oz brings you PAX. October 30 to November 1. Get your geek on, queers. It's a panel about video games, fun and games, women and games, and representation.
And
much, much more.
With Dillstick,
Sonia the Screamer,
Lauren Stardust, and more. Only at PAX 2015 in Melbourne Town. PAX. Get along to it.
PAX!
PAX!
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.